hey, I got an idea. I wonder what would happen if you went on eBay and then just typed in Scientology and saw what you got there. I mean, you could probably get some stuff that normally would cost you thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, and instead of having to do that, you could just go on eBay and buy shit for, like, less than $10, which is what most of it is.
I was a latchkey kid, just like the rest of my generation. I never had much going on. I only avoided my parents because they were so fucked up. And then as the time passed, I got my hands on a computer. And after I got the computer for a while, it began to get a little stronger. I began to realize what was going on and what was happening. And after that, I began to realize that there's more freaks out there than there were normal people. And after all the normal people kind of realized that there's more freaks than them, then they started getting afraid. So then I started talking to these guys and organizing in large sections and groups and counterculture movements. And now I get to spew my guts out all over the radio every fucking week at Monday night, because my name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
You're about to listen to the Sean Kennedy Show on Rant Radio. Email your opinions to theman@rantradio.com or to Sumerian@info@rantradio.com. And now, here's the man, Sean Kennedy!
Waka 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 waka! It's kind of interesting, you know, to instead of just browsing the internet, to just browse eBay. You know, you get on there and put the search and titles and descriptions, and you can type, WOG. What happens when I search eBay for WOG? What do I get?
That'd be tasty, WOG-ish
kind of
material.
I don't know what we're going to see. It's like surfing eBay.
It's a 600 WOG.
A 600 WOG.
Ball valve.
Ball valve and tail. Wow, that's some pretty sexy shit. Not much here in the way of WOG. Typed in Scientology, but they got Scientology videos. We should see if we can...
Videos and audio and...
Sterling Polywog, Italian charm for Zipony. There's some WOG shit there. And you know. It's a shame you can't buy, like, kids and stuff on eBay, you know? Like, they ought to have, like, a site where you can have, like, I'm going to type
in... the beginnings of eBay, you could get some kids off there.
Could you?
They kind of...
You could sell organs and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And,
it was all over the place. They weren't even looking.
Like, I typed in slut on eBay and then hit search, and their titles and description is really, really strange stuff.
It's like South Park Cartman Indian doll.
Like very, 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 very strange stuff. Todd Rugen, something, anything, color vinyl, you know, whatever. Very, very weird, weird, weird stuff shows up on eBay and when you're out there in the middle of the night surfing because you got, you know, when you should be at work. Holy crap.
Oh my God. Security alert.
I just closed the eBay page to do the show, and there's this thing here saying, security alert, your computer is currently broadcasting internet IP address.
Is it? I couldn't believe it. We have an IP address on this computer?
With this address, someone can begin attacking your computer. They can begin attacking your computer.
They could.
They could.
I don't know how far they'll get.
Yeah, I don't know, but, you know, that would be kind of pretty interesting. So, welcome to you, the Sean Kennedy Show.
You, what is that?
I don't know. The Sean Kennedy Show.
It's got a big U in front of it.
Practicing my ring rush. And this is episode number 41, and you are free to distribute this show in any way you see fit. You can tape it to AOL CDs, but I wouldn't do that too much in the next little while, as your AOL CDs may wind up not in the place you intended it for it to.
But
I'll talk a little bit more about that later. You're free to photocopy this show anyway. Photocopy the audio. You can hand it out to people you don't know, monster trucks, all the rest of it. Very, very good time. How do you make this line recorder thing go away?
Just click somewhere else. You got it.
In the RC tonight, we have Sanix, a Shovel, a Smokehouse, a Snake, Pyro. I know Shovel.
Go Shovel.
Pyro.
You don't say Shovel's name too often.
Aceman. What the fuck's up with people in their impronounceable IRC names, man? African Love Turtle and his mom is African Love Turtle. Alien Binary, Alamode, Alpha 736, Angelica Firestorm, APOC, Breaker 1, KZFK, Cerulean, Communist in a Can. Good fucking name. That's awesome.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, communists. People are usually communists because they don't want to actually get a job. Copper Top.
I want a job assigned to me and given an equal amount of money.
No, they don't. They don't actually want to work. They want to do a paper route and make as much money as a doctor. Copper Top, Creature, Cybertech, TMC, Dancing Monkey, Delusion, Dr. Zodiac, Downhalo, Driz, Disturbed, Enochian, FT Linux, Gorka, Griffin, Happy Zootroid, JoJo the Dogface Boy, Kabupa, Kadath, Hey, Kenneth. Kenneth. Kenneziol. Kazuma. Kexler. Maryville. Persian. Mind Trap. Semi Misconduct. Mr. Echo. MP Ultra. Oh, that's pretty cool. Instead of MK Ultra, MP Ultra. Cool. Naughty Ski. Neko ZZZ. Neuralized. Nixon. Noisemaker. NC Kurgan. Priest.
Priest.
He should be...
Welcome.
Hello, Priest. Propadoodle. Punk of Evil. Hey, Punk of Evil. Long time no see. Actually, talked to him earlier this week.
Yeah.
Ratfucker. Red 5. Not our Red 5. Different Red 5.
Different.
Reinhardt. Did you get
What's that from?
You don't know what that is from?
Is it
you
from
are weak. Weak.
Reinhardt. I know it, but I don't
know. No, you don't know it. If you knew it, you'd say, I know where that's from.
Reinhardt.
It's familiar.
Yeah, I know it. I'm not telling you.
It's from Dracula.
I don't know.
It's from Dracula, man. Reinhardt was the dude who...
I know nothing of
it.
I haven't seen any Dracula movies at all.
How can you run a techno-goth industrial station and you
I'm not a goth.
What?
I just like...
You're so fucking goth, it's not even
funny. I'm an
EBM-er. What? You're what? You're a what? Look at you. You're like, what are you wearing?
I have blonde hair.
You got black,
hair.
You got, it's all goth, Sevlon. You're wearing all black right now. You got a 2600 shirt on. You're a goth.
I wish I was skinny as you.
Yeah, you're pale. You're a vegan. All you drink is blood. You're goth. Rose in spirit. I don't think she may be listening. Unfortunately,
my buddy
Stefan, who comes out and visits me, got smoked because he was riding around in the trunk of a car. Kind of a long story, but he got rear-ended and wound up going to the hospital.
Very good at all.
No, not cool at all. Sapphire, Shade, Sir Poopy Pants, Scavenger, Sulfonate, Southpaw Samurai, Sparky, Spudly, Tantrix, The Bug, Templar Knight, who I sent a link today. I found a Templar Knight site and sent it off to him.
Oh, yeah.
Transistor, Trotsky's Ghost Turmoil, Tweaked, Up, WOPR, Yerky Zandad, GM Martin, Soma, and Pyro, private message for voice. Which I think that means that you have to private message me if you want voice.
That's right.
That's exactly it. So tonight, I'm going to run a gothic show tonight. I've been feeling kind of...
Are we?
Yeah, we are.
Should I put on some gothic music?
Yeah, can we get like a gothic background thing going on?
I'll find some gothic music.
You had some...
I had some before a little bit.
We should actually have a bit of a... Reinhardt is from Blade 2. Reinhardt's from Blade 2. No, he's from
that may be a name of somebody in there. Just like,
yeah, they probably threw that back. I've been feeling very goth lately. I mean, since I've been losing weight and stuff, I'm starting to get my old goth vibe back, and I'm thinking everyone should gothenize their names. I don't know how you gothenize a name. You could put
I'm not sure.
Well, Misconduct could be Mistress Conduct. Mr. Echo could be Dark Echo. MP Ultra would be MP Ultra Black. Stuff like that. So at the end of the show, we can all like just goth out your name. Like think, you know, death is okay, and change your name, and you'll be fine. So, Sean the Magic Goth Man, you gotcha. I'm so dark. I'm thinking, you know, what's the best goth song ever? What do you think? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I'm not into goth
that
much.
Jesus Christ, what? Rant Radio say is
it like
techno?
Electronic. It's not goth. I put goth nowhere on the site. Nowhere. I don't listen to goth music.
Oh, you're so weird.
I listen to synth pop, EBM, industrial.
EBM?
Not goth.
What's EBM?
Electronic body music.
Electronic body music?
That's what it is.
I think we got too many music classifications, man. It's just getting way out of control. This whole, you know... Like, what's the difference between goth and dark wave?
Please, somebody explain that to us.
Like, I want to know what goth and dark wave is. Like, what's the difference there? Like, what's the difference between... I don't know.
I listen to both, and it's like, eh... If they're both slow,
Dark Wave is a little bit more. I think Dark Wave is a little bit more electronic based. Like
that might be it.
That could be it. That could be it. Well, Halloween's coming pretty quick, and around this
time of
year, I always start feeling really kind of nostalgic, and I want to start planning stuff. And my birthday is in 2 days. Wednesday's
right.
My birthday, the 23rd.
Sure. Take one of the things out of my list.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Never mind that.
Sean's birthday is in 2 days.
It is in 2 days.
Yes.
But that's not my fault.
No, it's your mom's fault.
Ah, yeah, an ocean. Sisters of Mercy, Dominion Mother Russia, I believe, is... that's a really, really good... Do you know what's probably... Okay, the first big goth song, of course, was Bauhaus, Bela Lugosi's Dead.
Okay.
Which a lot of people don't know. They did that as a gag. It was a joke song. And then
everyone liked it.
Well, and then all these really hot chicks showed up, and they're like, "Damn, you know, we should do something with that shit." So that was, and then if you want to download something, you should get your hands on the Electric Hellfire Club's remix of Bela Lugosi's dead.
Yep,
that's a
good one.
Have you got that handy? I know I do this every goddamn show.
I'm sure I actually have that one handy.
We should do that one, and we should do probably when I was goth. Actually, this is kind of a funny thing.
Back in my day,
I used to be a hardcore goth. I used to hang out at a place called the Twilight Zone, and everybody out there who watches X-Files. Now, I am not a. I'm not an X-Files guy. Okay, I fucking hate the X-Files because I think that the guy there, what is Scully? Was that his name or is it Chick Scully? He's Mulder.
Mulder and Scully.
The broad is Scully. Go. Anyway, Mulder should have been sleeping in his car with a 12-gauge and like got together with Scully once every 6 months and had like really wicked guilt sex.
Oh, yeah.
In some apartment and then like been blowing people away. Like, just give me a break, man. Like, my sister's missing. You know where she is. I'm David Duchovny, man.
Tell me.
I'm David Duchovny happy. I'm David Duchovny the Barbie doll. Like, the guy's got no emotion in his voice. He's just, oh, he's brutal. Anyway, so I'm just like, okay. So David Duchovny just kind of pissed me off because I thought if I wrote...
First character, anyway.
Yeah, well, no, he does. I mean,
I hate him.
I do. Well, he didn't like BC. But anyway, I'm getting off topic here. I'm getting off topic. Anyway, there's an episode. I don't know which one it is. I'm sure that there's some people out there, probably some hardcore X-Files fans.
Must be.
But there's one out there that's about vampires and vampirism.
Yeah.
And in the episode, they go to this goth club, and there's all these goths walking around the background and stuff like that, and there's these really gothy people and shit like that. They all got shaved heads, and that's what classic, you know, goth is. But that episode was made... at the club I used to hang out at, and I know everybody
in that episode.
Yeah, so that very was cool. That's very, very cool. So if you ever get your hands on that episode, you just look at that and go, that's actually a little posse.
Yeah, so those are people who have seen Sean.
Yeah, pretty much. So and it's always around this around this time of year, every about the beginning of October it starts, and then it gets harder and harder as it gets closer to Halloween.
Yeah.
I get more into my Sir Poopy Pants is now Sir Pentagram Pants. That's
there
a good
you
one.
Go. That's a good one.
Somebody
named Spooky Mind Trip. That's a pretty good one.
Spooky Mind Trip. Yeah, I mean, it's fun.
Not bad.
It's fun, you know. But anyway, what was it? Oh yeah, I always get really excited. So I cranked out my writing again and started looking at my horror writing. And stuff like that, and was checked it out. And last time I did an edit on it, I actually dated the end when I finished the edit. And once you know it was October. Of last year when I finished my last editing pass. Yeah. Yeah. So
get all inspired from Halloween, I guess.
Yeah, well, you know, and I'm
especially for horror writing.
I've been thinking, you know, this is some decision that I wanted to make. I think what I'm going to do, here's my attempt, okay?
Yes.
As of my birthday this year, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take $10 every day.
Okay.
Okay, every day, rather than buy coffee or smokes or whatever. Okay, I'm going to take $10.
Instead of smoking.
Well, you know, I drink a lot of coffee.
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, a couple of mochas, and wow, that's $10.
Oh, yeah.
So
they're raping you.
Yeah, they got you bent right over.
You want the bean.
You want the
bean. Yum,
so
yum.
So here's what I'm gonna do here.
Yeah.
What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna intending what I intend to do.
Yes.
Okay.
Whether or not you do.
Whether or not I do it. Is, you know, Pyro, if you really want to make your name gothic, you make your little eyes a forward slash and a backslash, so they're like little downward arrows and stuff. So you look
sort of sad.
Kind of sad gothy. But anyway, or angry
goth. Got the mascara running.
That's right, yeah. Can't do that with text, but, you know. where the fuck was it going here?
$10
a day. $10 a day. And then next year, right, if you do that, I mean, that's like $3,650.
Pretty close to that.
Yeah. Pretty close. So what I
depends if it's a leap year.
What I'm thinking about doing is I want to go to Whitby next year.
Yeah.
And that way I want to have like a week because I never have any time.
That would definitely give you a good time.
Yeah, I want to go to Whitby. Okay, in because Whitby's significant because that's where, you know, when Dracula came over, he crashed on the boat, the ship. Right, he kills everybody on the ship, and then the ship runs aground, turns his ass into a black dog, and he fucks off up at the St. Mary's Churchyard.
Okay.
Which is really, really cool. The professor's not online right now because he was gone for a couple of weeks, blah, blah, blah.
He's recovering.
But he went to St. Mary's Churchyard and was taking photos of St. Mary's Churchyard. He got some photos of Whitby Abbey.
Nice.
Which is a big fucking ruin over there. And it's, like, very, very dope. So, very cool.
Nice. I want to see some pictures when he gets them all developed.
It'll be super sweet. So I want to try to... The thing that's pissing me off, and this is the reason why I like goth stuff, you know? A lot of people go, oh, you know, like, you can commercialize Christmas.
Yeah.
And you can commercialize most of the holidays. New Year's is pretty commercialized, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But nobody really commercializes Halloween.
Not a whole bunch.
Not in a gothic. Well, they do because they're like, look, kids, ghosts, right?
Yes.
But to be a goth takes a certain amount of effort, some style.
Oh,
you know, you have to put like serious grace into that.
Can't
shit.
Just throw in some black like I do and go to an industrial show and expect to look cool.
Well, yeah, but there's a difference between some guy wearing fucking black and a goth.
That's right.
Okay,
big
like the,
difference.
You know, amigothornot.com. Like, there's a lot of shit going on there, you know, and it's a lifestyle, and it's so fucking weird. Goths scare people. And not
they don't
enough.
Understand them.
Well, that's they don't understand reason. Them, and they're, like, kind of creepy. I mean, goths are creepy.
They're not really threatening. They're just kind of creepy and weird-looking.
Funny story. Funny story. This is a true story. I used to play when Vampire, White Wolf Vampire, was all the rage. I knew the guy who wrote Vampire Vancouver.
Right.
And
maybe I better explain. Some people might not know what this is.
Oh, okay. Vampire is a role-playing game. Vampire the Masquerade, okay. It was a role-playing game put out by a group called White Wolf Games.
Isn't this a real-life one, though?
Wait for it. Originally, it started off as a role-playing game, and everything was done in dots. And sometimes I'll make comments like, you know, I've got five dots in Celerity or something like that. And that's all from Vampire Live Action, little references, as I'm prone to do in games.
Okay, yeah.
And what happens is that this game was very, very popular with the like, this was right after Anne Rice wrote was all the shit, and she was running around and stuff, and Vampire the Masquerade, the role-playing game, came out, and everybody was really, really dope into vampires. And of course, the goth crowd, who's always been really hardcore online, there's always been a really heavy goth crowd online. Have we got any gothic music?
I'm playing some gothic music in the background.
I don't hear it.
It's really quiet, and that's really quiet, but they can hear it.
Oh,
no worries,
well,
no worries.
That's
it's
cool.
Like...
Okay, good. And I... Waiting for the Night by Depeche Mode. That's... Yeah. Okay, we got to have three songs. We got to write this shit down. Get notepad.
I've already got one of them.
Okay, I want Waiting for the Night by Depeche Mode, which is Wave Goth. Right, Wave Goth is when you're like, oh, God, my life is so shitty. Yeah. Everything's horrible. Waiting for the Night by Depeche Mode.
Yeah.
Then you have Bela Lugosi's Dead by Electric Hellfire Club, which is,
got that one already.
Which is dope. And then the one that was never Goth Night, there's actually two songs I used to play. One was by Thrill Kill Cult, which was Do You Fear for Your Child? That was played pretty hardcore down at... And the other one was by Sisters of Mercy, which is Temple of Love. I mean, Temple of Love is right up there on the.
Didn't we play that last week? What did we play Sisters of Mercy last week?
No, we played Dicrops.
Okay.
And you got fucked up there because Dicrops does some Sisters of Mercy remixes.
Okay.
So it was a Sisters of Mercy remix of Dicrops. But in actual fact, Temple of Love, we have never played.
That's crazy.
We've never played that on the system, but Waiting for the Night and the other one. That's some good stuff. But anyway, getting back to my story. So this was really, really popular, hugely fucking popular, and the books were amazing art. I believe it's Timothy Bradstreet did a lot of art for them. Just amazing stuff. And somebody cooked up the Vampire live-action role-playing game. Hey, here's a good idea. Let's take all these guys who are hardcore into vampires and make a role-playing game that's live action. Let's do that. You know, these people
perfect.
Are only about two shifts away from insanity anyway. Let's just give them a method to really personify it. And in Vancouver, it took off like a fucking scalded dog, okay? It was just crazy how many people were showing up for these things. And my buddy said, DJ Vortex, who was at that time, it was someone else, he said, Sean, you got to make up a character. You got to come out and play. Sean, you got to make up a character. You got to come out and play. And, of course, my character's name was a guy by the name of Thomas Cavanaugh, and I was a vampire from Ireland who was a hitman who became a vampire and was into killing the British, and I was like this vampire anti-Brit nationalist, and I had ghoul snipers who would wander around on the rooftops and watch my back and shit, and it was kind of like...
That's pretty good.
Yeah, but it gets away from the feeling of the game. But anyway, there's like the Prince of the City and all this kind of shit. Like, it was really, really in-depth, so we used to go down to the Love Affair and Twilight Zone and those kind of places.
Yep.
And Love Affair was, like, one night we went down to Love Affair, and the whole place went... It was like a goth night, but, you know, goth night was kind of goth electronica because there's not that many goths. Wah, wah, wah,
right. Sort of to mix it up. Even now, there's not a whole ton.
No, there's only one goth night in all of fucking the greater Vancouver area. I mean, and that's at the Sanctuary on Sunday nights, which only goes till midnight. It's pretty weak.
Then they have to turn it back into a real club.
And then they have to, you know, okay.
We need to make some money now.
Okay, all you Kiss fans leave. You know. So,
we're not Kiss fans. Like, fuck you, die.
But anyway, but at that time, it was pretty huge. So there was about 200 goths there in the club.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and everyone was, you know, in makeup, full effect, little runic symbols drawn on their faces and shit, you know. And that's, you know, you kind of expect that going into a club called Love Affair. And they
so how can you play it live action?
Well, everything is determined
I never understood that.
By paper, rock, scissors.
Okay.
Everything's done by paper,
so
rock,
you see
scissors.
All these goths going, one, two, three, huh.
Well, they walk around, there's
so
hand
funny.
Signs. There's hand signs for fortitude and for celerity and shit like that. And if there's a challenge, which is any kind of conflict, it's, I got a slipper. then it's solved by paper, rock, scissors.
Okay.
And there's game masters walking around, but it's not about combat, as most role-playing games are.
Yeah.
It's about the atmosphere and getting dressed up and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, right? I see. That's the real-life part of it. It's not like
bingo,
you're all hitting each other with wooden sticks.
No, we're not going... nobody's going out to fucking kill vampires.
It's just you get really into it and you dress up for the occasion.
Yeah, that's right. And it's a reason to get gothed out. You know, it's just like airsoft. It's a reason to get dressed up and play all commando, right?
That's right. Rather than piece of paper, I shoot you.
I shoot
and damage.
You know, and then you can go down there and see all the hot goth bitches, which is what you're actually doing. So anyway, we're all down there. And now the funny part of this story is at a club like Love Affair, where, you know, it's goth night, you expect to see like a bunch of goths. And you walk in there like, wow, there's like 200 fucking goths in here. This is a pretty heavy night. But
pretty good.
When they're doing the live action, they get a little bit more occultish. So they've got like clan symbols and shit painted on the side of their faces, and some of them got like the really hardcore makeup on the go, and they got, and it looks really intense.
Nice.
Well, the game masters went around, and this was a little ill-conceived, but they told everyone, okay, guys, everybody has to leave the club because a bomb has gone off in the club, and a lot of you are dead. Okay.
Okay.
So you have to return back to your, you know, whatever, and the people left in the club are the only people left in the club, right? Because some of the Tremere or whatever planted a bomb in the club. And, of course, there was no bomb, right?
No.
And the bomb went off, so everybody had to leave.
Okay.
So there's 200 goths go outside onto the street, right?
Right, yeah.
Where there's, like, Richards on Richards and Dicks on Dicks and all these other people, and there's all these normals walking up and down the street with all these goths sitting on dumpsters and alleyways looking out at them with these fucking runic markings.
They're all still in the mood.
And they're all like, and a lot of them are wearing fangs, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's, like, really hardcore, and there's like, oh, hi, Judy, let's go down and get a steak. Ooh, dinner, ooh.
Did you say steak?
Oh, no. Not at all. You know.
You don't taste good. Bye-bye.
Yeah, and it's freaky. You'll go down an alleyway, there's, like, 40 goths sitting on dumpsters in an alleyway like cats. You turn around and look down the other route, there's another 40 of them. I mean, at that stage, I'm like, wow, got me an automatic weapon.
That's
you know?
Awesome.
Yeah, so that was...
so cool.
And it was so funny, because I'm sitting there giggling, you know, wearing like my kind of grungy-looking, dark, you know, juke down.
Doing your best.
Looking all Irish, you know. And
yeah.
You don't see me, you know. And it was very, very cool. So that was some of my experience. But I stopped playing Vampire Live Action when things got a little bit funny, you know.
Yeah, what happened?
When guys started, like, legally changing their names. And,
wow, really?
Not coming out in the daytime and doing bloodletting.
Getting really into
all the reasons why I don't join the SCA, Society for Creative Anachronism, because, you know, I'm not into wife swapping.
Is that what that's about?
A lot of it, yeah. There's a lot of... Society for Creative Anachronism. I'm probably going to catch some flack on this one. Because okay. People are going to be like, fuck you, John, that's not what we do. Okay. I don't know what they do in the rest of North America, but locally here, they fuck each other's wives. The whole thing is all about... It's all about you dress up like you're medieval and shit. And then you go out and you beat each other up with swords and stuff.
And then afterwards.
But the women, right, they all get...
Wenches.
They all get medievaled out, and, like, they can come up and claim you and stuff. And
I see.
There's kind of this very thinly veiled eroticism about the whole fucking thing. And
if you're into it, you're into it.
Yeah, I think it's fucking wrong. You know, and people are like, well, what do you mean, man? Like, what if there's like, you know, I'm kind of got a Raising Arizona sort of attitude towards it. Get your damn hands off my wife, Al. You know, I just, forsooth, I will take thine wife. I will shoot you in the fucking face. You're out of character. Right, Char? You know, I just, no.
Thou art defeated.
Thou art defeated. Thou art going to be a motherfucking target. But anyway, no, it's pretty brutal. I just, oh, really, really freaky. But anyway. Feedback. I didn't get much this week.
That was a pretty lean week.
Yeah, lean week for me. The address is theman@rantradio.com.
Not Sean K.
Not Sean at the cult. Not Sean. Not the fucking guy. Not fuckface. Not you know,
not TFM.
None of that. Just theman@rantradio.com. If you got any news or messages, whatever, drop me a line, and we'll
hate us, love us.
Now I got a
Email.
Thank you.
All right.
I got one of them tech
them thingies on my screen.
I got one of them computer things, and I think it's from Decker Byte, but I'm not sure because he's got a really weird sign off.
Pound capital B.
And he goes, "Hi, long time no rant. So I had my apartment searched by the minions of Big Bro, the janitor for my apartment building.
Interesting.
He searched the janitor for the apartment building. The fucker went through my closets while I was at work and found nothing. I'm sure, and took nothing. I hope." Reattached, and he sent me the letter, which
he scanned in
a letter that they gave him, saying because of the manager of the building was caught in a grow-up, so now they search all the building and everyone's apartment.
Yeah.
When was the last time your home was searched for contraband, without cause, without charges, without a warrant, with some kind of responsible or credible qualified witness? This happens about 3 times now, so it seems that if no one bitches about this, it will all be accepted as common practice. Their logic is this. Someone else in one of the apartment blocks that we manage was caught growing pot, so we want to search every apartment. Stir the pot a little on this one, pun intended. I believe that's Decker Byte.
That was the letter? What part was the letter? I don't quite understand.
The letter was an attachment.
Oh, okay. So you actually scanned.
Yeah, you scanned the letter in and sent me it as a JPEG or whatever. It was a QuickTime image, I believe.
I got a whole bunch of email.
Oh, did you?
From people. And ICQs and stuff. Go see this movie. Go see this movie. Go see this movie.
What movie?
It was actually after I saw the movie, so I saw the movie beforehand. It was Bowling for Columbine.
I've heard of that movie.
Probably heard of it.
Yeah.
Right now it's currently playing in one theater in BC.
Oh, where is
it? It was played at the Vancouver Film Festival.
Uh-huh.
Came in first.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, amazing movie. Everyone go out and see it right now. Immediately.
Really?
Well, after the show. Yeah.
Really?
Bowling for Columbine. It's America's obsession with guns and violence. It's sort of a... They're trying to find out why there is 100... gun-related deaths in Canada, but 11,000 in the States. And why this happens. And it's Michael Moore, if you've ever heard of Michael Moore. He's...
not really, no.
Sort of a activist, kind of activist filmmaker.
Oh, okay.
And he's really, really funny. Great, great movie. Definitely check it out.
So where's it playing here?
It's playing at Fifth Avenue Cinemas.
Oh, my gosh.
I went opening night. Great crowd. Everyone applauded.
Yay!
Bowling for Columbine, the name comes from, you know, the Columbine School.
Right.
In Colorado. And what the kids did before they went to the school is they went bowling in the morning.
Before they
went and shot up the school, they went bowling. Because one of their extracurricular activities, like their gym elective, was bowling class. So what they did in the morning before they went bowling.
Wow, that's a really tasteless title for a thousand, Alex. Like, wowzers.
And they got Charlton Heston on film talking about it. Oh, it was so good.
So you'll fully be getting that movie and ripping sound bites.
Oh, God,
yeah.
Oh, it's like, so awesome.
As soon as it hits DVD purchased.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, first one will be at the Rant Radio Studios.
So go see that.
Okay.
And my other news was Sean's birthday in 2 days.
Wee-hoo, wee-hoo.
Wee-hoo, wee-hoo. 1 year older.
Yeah. I'll be turning 29.
Yay!
At that particular stage of my life. So that's okay. That's okay. And anything else?
That would be it until we get...
Ooh, that's a lean feedback. I think I had a goth story. Holy
shit.
Yeah,
that's right.
Wow, that's really brutal. That's brutal. What time is it?
It's 8:30.
Hey, right
that's
on.
That's halfway through.
Time for halftime. Let's get some good goth music. Everybody, you know, you can light your candles and shit.
That's right. Turn off the light. Light your candles.
That's right. MA server protect.
So we're going to play Electric Hellfire Club, Bela Lugosi is Dead. And then we're going to move on to the other ones. Waiting for the Night and Temple of Love.
You betcha, baby.
All right. Here it is.
Okay, get goth. Okay, before we start it, though.
Okay.
Okay, this covers the three kinds of goth.
Okay.
Okay. Bela Lugosi's Dead, the Electric Hellfire Club, is kind of was about as heavy as goth music should get.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty
now,
heavy.
I should say, Manson is not goth. Some of his songs are gothic.
They're gothy.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, like...
I wouldn't call him goth.
No, he's not a goth. That whole safety pins through the face thing, that's not goth.
He's like goth is industrial rocker kind of guy.
Yeah, like the really hardcore... Goth is not punk. No. Okay, goth punk is not... No, that's not cool. Okay, no. You want to stay goth. Okay, so fluffy collars, hot chicks, guys looking like lords and ladies. If you can't pull off the lord lady thing, go heavy robes. And, you know, that kind of a thing. Kind of a, yep. The whole thing's Victorian, kind of...
1800s.
Yeah, 1800s in there, you
imagine
know.
This guy's black with pollution from all the factories, and
that's
everyone's
right.
Depressed.
Yeah,
and
there's Jack the Ripper's. Jack the Ripper's going around. From yeah. Hell? That was yeah. An awesome movie. You want to talk... Yeah. Yeah, you want to talk a gothic movie? From Hell is a gothic movie, man. That's really good goth film. Yeah, so that's Bela Lugosi's Dead, the remix, about as heavy as you want to get as a goth. And then you get into the Temple of Love, which is kind of the bar goth sort of scene where everyone's
right.
All like, you know, getting high and whatever.
The electronic goth.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. And then you've got the Waiting for the Night, which every time I listen to this song, I start to laugh. Because it's so, the lyrics are just so... I'm so sitting in the dark by myself writing manic poetry. I'm so 15. Oh, my God. You know, I can just see them.
They captured their audience, right?
Oh, yeah. I can just see, like, 10 million teenage girls going, it was written for me.
Speaking to me.
Yeah, you'll kill yourself when you listen to the lyrics. It's just so good. So good. Oh.
I loved it.
Oh, so break out the clove cigarettes. And
light them up.
And light them up. Light them up! Listen to Rant Radio. We're raw, and we like it that way.
Where my guns fall.
it or not, I actually do read the IRC in the times that we're not on the air. Because when the halftime music's here, if I'm not out taking, you know, some heinous crap, then...
he does read.
You know, yeah, it's pretty funny, actually. And I gotta say, like, the goth stuff, I love it when people get it today. I'm more goth than you. I'm so goth.
Oh, that was great. Yeah.
And I'm just crying. I'm laughing so hard. And I started copy and pasting, so I wanted to go over some of these here. It's like, Leafless Skitty said, I'm more goth than all of you combined. Shade Death said, I'm so goth, my black is blacker than your black. I call it Black Black. Butterkrieg, I'm so goth, I'm my own shadow. Funk of Evil, I'm so goth, I could be death. Skitty, I'm so goth, I am dead. Shade Death, I'm so goth, when I was a baby, I wore PVC diapers. Smokehouse of Pain, I have a black walker. Shade of Death, or pardon me, Shade Death, I'm so goth, when I was born, the doctor asked, what's with the sunglasses? Griffin of the Night, I'm so goth, I despise the moon for the light it shines upon my bleak existence. I'm so waiting for the moon to shine on my bleak night-night. On my black back. Spooky Mind Trip, my Lord Satan likes toast. Smokehouse of Pain, Sean thinks that eating 6 pounds of black jelly beans in one sitting makes him goth. And Skitty, of course, is 666% goth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Which, of course, now a lot of people be like, no, 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 and then they get into big fucking, there's nothing worse than a bunch of goths trying to determine what goth is. You know, I don't think it's something you can really nail down. It's like what the bikers say, you know, if you know what it is, there's no need for an explanation, and if you don't know what it is, well, there's no way you can explain it.
That's exactly right.
I think that's pretty much how it is. CyberTank sent me a really cool link, though, called pantheon.org. We'll be posting that in the IRC. Actually, I'll have to do it.
Yes, you will.
He doesn't have it.
Easy. That's a special link for
easy.
You only.
Easy. There we go. So, pantheon.org. Very, very cool. Thanks, thanks, buds.
That's, do a little research on that page.
Yeah, very, very slick, actually. So, always handy to have. Now, I'm going to try to make my page back so that I can actually do stuff with it.
Click on that.
Yeah, I guess that'll work, eh? Oh, I see. I made it small.
You made it super small.
I made it super small. Let's make it view. This makes for some good radio. Okay, we're good. That's a scary, like...
Turn up the volume while you're...
Prince of Dawn.
Adjusting your windows.
Prince of Dawn.
Oh.
There we go. Okay, we're good. We're back. Alrighty then. So after our very humorous interlude of gothicness, it's kind of funny that people don't really dig the whole goth thing. I don't know. Come on. Great stuff.
I love it. I love the costume.
Oh, I love it. Oh, I think it's great because there's some sexy chicks. Some interesting news from State of Zen. Hey, Sean, just quickly leaving you a link in case you need some more links for tonight's show. The MPAA sues online DVD sellers. Here's a wonderful link. Let's check that out, Sim. What do they have to say? Because actually, I haven't got that.
Oh, okay. it's coming.
All I got. Coming.
It's coming.
Coming. Coming. Jesus Christ. What's going on here?
Oh, I just installed a virus scanner, and it looks like it's scanning for viruses. I was wondering. I was doing something with Word a little bit earlier, and it was like flashing, flashing, flashing. It takes a long time, so you can click on that there.
Control it. Do it.
Yeah. Oh.
There we go. So, I just got to close some of these pages here. I got like 10 fucking minutes to go. I took that goth test, and who was it? Oh, crap, he's going to get really mad. I forgot his name. One of them, somebody
you're
was,
in trouble.
I think it was 66% black. Here we go. MPAA sues online DVD sellers. The Motion Picture Association of America sued a Minnesota-based website for allegedly selling pirated DVDs on the Internet. Dun, well, dun, dun.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, nothing really.
Where they get
there.
Their money from, so.
So you'd probably see that, you know, that's kind of to be expected, you know, and it almost doesn't even really seem that bad. But
no.
When you what's that? Selling pirated DVDs? I mean, come on. Selling it?
That's not very good.
No, that's not cool.
That's not cool at all.
So,
like, you're profiting off of someone else's hard work.
If you're just, you know,
you're giving
sharing,
it away,
yeah,
and stuff like,
you know, whatever, but selling it, I'm not into
that's
that.
That's the next step.
Yeah,
that's
theft. So, however, we did get an interesting link here about a XXX Games double standard. Now, this is kind of interesting. Shunned by retailers for a video game featuring prostitutes and pimps, Acclaim Entertainment Incorporated on Thursday said controversial game was being unfairly held to a different standard than mainstream media. BMX XXX, which will carry a mature rating as assigned by the Entertainment Software Rating Board, Jesus. Features scantily clad prostitutes, pimps in outrageous clothing, and copulating dogs. Copulating dogs, and carries the tagline, "Keep it dirty." And they're claiming that they're being persecuted against because just because they have sex in their game, being persecuted against, what the hell? I don't know.
Get me off this cross.
You know, any kind of censorship is not really cool. You're never going to win on a censorship war on the internet, because I don't know if you happen to take a look around, but you're not going to get there.
It's kind of all over the place.
You can kind of make it, a little bit harder to get at, but you can't get rid of it. I mean, what these people should be focusing on their attention on is getting rid of spam. Which,
that would be a little bit more constructive.
Spam really is like internet litter. And there's a really, really interesting stuff going on here, which is obviously junk mail, obviously.com junk mail is one website. We can hit the do it yourself, stop junk mail, email,
just
and phone
give you little instructions on how to help yourself out.
How to fuck with spammers, because spamming is really, really horrible.
Awful.
And here's a good one, too. You know when you get
I get like 30 or 40 a day.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, that's really
my email's been on the internet for a while.
Here's a good one for you to print off. Here's a good one for you to print off. You go to this website here, which has got a thing called a counterscript, which is when you get a phone survey, you pick up the counterscript document, you just say, blah, 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 we'd like to do a survey.
Oh,
and you, then
I think
when
I
you,
saw this.
You get this counterscript, you follow this flowchart.
Who am I speaking? Can you spell your name for me?
And then you get them to fill out this way, blah, 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 blah. Do you have a full-time job? What else do you do for a living? And then if they don't want to answer your questions, it starts getting
Oh, my God. It gets all crazy here.
Yeah, it gets like write down, blah, blah, blah,
you're
blah,
like grading
blah.
Them and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's really, really cool.
Telemarketer does not cooperate.
Yeah, tell it refuses to provide information. Why don't you want to answer my question? No time, other reasons. When can I call you back?
At what number?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, no kidding, eh? Like, this is just...
Telemarketer gets upset. I can appreciate your concern, but aren't you calling me?
Yeah.
Do you have a problem answering questions to a stranger on the telephone about which you don't know the purpose? So you're turning them against themselves by following this script.
Yeah.
You're the one asking the questions now.
I thought that this thing was really, really cool.
This is pretty funny, yeah.
Yeah.
Do it.
Register yourself now. So it's very, very cool. So that's something
awesome.
you can run in the background. And the spam war rages on in California.
Woo.
In an attempt to crack down an unsolicited email, commercial email, California Attorney General Bill Locker is asking residents of the Golden State to send him samples of illegal spam clogging their inboxes. Are you out of your fucking mind, Bill?
You don't get enough already?
Yeah.
Just sign yourself up for some things there.
The state plans to use spam samples to prosecute bulk emailers and operating out of California, the Locker spokeswoman said. The only problem here is that, a lot of them aren't in California, so there's not much you can really do.
That's right. Some of them are, I'm sure.
Nice try.
Yep.
Nice try,
That's
now,
probably quite a few. It's a big population there.
Yeah, I suppose there's probably a bit, but and it's true that there's a lot of stuff that's out there. But spam is kind of a piece of software that, or any kind of spam is just taking up our space on the web, and that's really, really unfortunate.
Internet noise.
And there should be a lot more attention given to that than there is they're focusing on this cyber terrorism and billions of dollars is going to be lost to cyber terrorists and all this other nonsense.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the things we have to keep track of is that the internet is a massive communications medium, so you cannot censor it because, you lose communication then. Hello?
Right. Nobody will use it anymore.
Am I the only guy who's getting this? And one of the things that I did find was a massive software repository. And this is from their site. It says, new laws in the USA not only make it... Oh, I do have the site here, do I not? Did we post that? Good.
Yep.
Freeworld.net. New laws in the USA not only make it illegal for U.S. citizens to use or produce many kinds of useful software or inform publishing research about such software, that's okay, after all, it's their law, but also seek to prevent citizens in other countries from making such software or information available to the U.S. Meaning that, let's break that down, I'm in Israel and I made this really cool piece of software. The U.S. doesn't want your free software available in the U.S. because they have software that's
we
similar.
We have laws, damn it.
Yeah. Good God, man.
Things are falling and I'm like
falling
smashing
on his desk. So that's a little bit extreme, I think. That shouldn't be there. Unless special measures are taken, this will make it hard for people in other parts of the world to exercise their rights to defend and protect, to be their the rights defended and protected by their respective laws. One obvious special member measure would be setting up a hosting service for all these kinds of resources with the added extra of access control to make sure U.S. residents and citizens won't be able to download the software or information. This way, these resources will stay available for the rest of the world, and for only for those countries whose choose to be excluded by law will be deprived of the software information in question.
Good way around it. So yeah. I guess the entry page is like, do you live in the U.S.? And then it redirects you to, like, Google.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, too bad for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Bye-bye.
So it's kind of an interesting...
But doesn't the U.S. rule the world? President Bush the president of the world?
Yeah, he's kind of a bully.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. But he doesn't rule the world. Now, when I give you this next link, okay, you're going to think that this... Don't go there yet.
Don't go there yet.
But when you post this next link, you are not going to believe that this is a real thing.
Okay.
You are going to look at the logo and go, no, that's from an Illuminati's game. No, that's not real.
Really?
That's not real.
I see
this
the
is
.mil.
That, yeah, no, this is from DARPA.mil, okay?
They're pretty crazy people.
This is the... Okay, the Information Awareness Office.
Information Awareness Office.
This is the most... When I read this, and this is an actual thing, guys, I got up, went outside, sat down, and just breathed for a while. Take a look at this site. Dun, dun, dun!
That's their logo?
That's the logo
the
for
the... The big pyramid eye spying on the world?
I was looking at the planet. Can you believe that shit? Let me read their mission statement. The DARPA Information Awareness Office, IAO, will imagine, develop, apply, integrate, and demonstrate and transition information technologies, components, and prototype closed-loop information systems that will counter as asymmetric threats being achieved by total information awareness using preemptive national security warning and national security decision-making.
Total information awareness.
Yeah.
Danger.
This is one of those kinds of things that makes me think of, like, from Babylon 5, the whole telepath.
I like this one under
biosurveillance.
Biosurveillance.
What's biosurveillance?
Well, the program manager is Mr. Ted Senator.
Okay, Mr. Ted Senator.
The goal of biosurveillance program is to develop the necessary information technologies and resulting prototype capability of detecting the covert release of biological pathogen automatically signifying earlier than traditional
approaches.
This is detecting biological warfare tactics, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose, but when they're using that many, they got like some real, I don't know, I'm sure that half the people who are going to my site are...
Human idea at a distance.
Oh, this is interesting.
Oh, yeah, facial recognition in crowds, and there's like crowds of people fighting each other there, and they're like picking them up.
And
that is Mr. Blue. That is Mr. Red. You can, like, do facial eye recognition, people walking down a hallway.
Oh, man. That's not cool. Like, you want to talk about Big Brother, guys.
Here it all is.
The Information Awareness Office. That's about as 1984 as you want to get.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, like, that's some... Wow. Like, can you believe that logo? Like, I'm saying, how about you print that sucker off and put that up in your cubicle?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, give me a button. Somebody get me a button of that. You know, like, print that out and make a button out of it. Like, what do their badges look like? You know? Holy shit.
Wow.
Like, yeah, I saw that and went, no, this is a gag.
Dr. John Poindexter is the director.
Like, why are they trying to download
PDF?
Oh, is it?
See if we got a picture of the director in the front office.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's a little scary for me. Now, who would be phoning you?
I'd have an idea. I'm just continuing.
Okay, but the Information Awareness Office, I found this thing, and it was just unbelievable. Just that someone would even cook this up. I mean, for a long time, I thought this was something from Steve Jackson Games. If you're not familiar with that, go check out the Illuminati site. And this is exactly the kind of stuff they do there. It's just, wow. It makes me a little bit psycho. So, I don't know, guys. I'm sure that everyone checking this out right now is probably going, whoa, dude, that's waiting for the punchline, but there is no punchline. So
no joke. It's real.
Not cool.
.mil. Hard to crack.
And, you know, it's funny how we're choosing to express our freedoms these days. You know, people we feel so incredibly helpless that we'll do a lot of stuff to try to express our freedoms. We get together on the radio, we swear our head off, and it lets us know that we can still run. You know, if we can't run within the walls of our communities, we can run online, we can get out there, we can get like a breath of synthetic fresh air. And that's completely what we do here. This is part of the thing of Rant Radio.
It's our escape.
Yeah, exactly, because let's be real. When the show ends, you kind of sit there and you go, yeah, man, this is really cool. And that's part of the thing. Funny enough, that's actually another reason why I think goth is so popular.
That's right. Because
people, you know, it's escapism. They get away from themselves or society, and they live in a different world.
Yep.
And one of the things that's kind of become very prevalent within the gothic communities, which some people do, some people don't, is the whole body piercing thing.
Or body modification in general.
Yeah, just generally body mods. Now, doing body mod is cool. It's a very, very personal thing. It's not
for everyone.
it's not for me.
Not for me either.
There's a couple of things I wouldn't mind doing, but, I mean, you know, nothing that really made me go, wow, you know, some guys are really, really in there. Now, here's an interesting way that one little person is screwing over Costco. There's a $2 million lawsuit in processing for being fired over an eyebrow ring. An employee's eyebrow ring was a violation of the corporation's dress code. To the worker, it was a symbol of her religious belief. Now, I saw this link and I went, interesting.
Yeah.
Last year, Costco Wholesale Group fired Kimberly M. Clocher of West Springfield for refusing to remove the ring. She filed a $2 million suit against the corporation. Clocher, 27, belonged to the Church of Body Modification and maintains that her piercings, which include several earrings in each ear and recently acquired lip ring, are worn as a sign of faith to help unite her mind, body, and soul. It's not just an aesthetic ring, Clocher said. It's your body. You're taking control of it. Now, there's the actual link there to the news story. So I went, interesting. So let's find out a little bit more about this Church of Body Modification. So I found their website, too, and was checking in on that. And I was just like, wow, that's, I don't know how, I mean, why not? What the hell, you know?
Why not?
You know, the Church of Body Modification. I mean, maybe we should make a Church of Rant Radio. And you
that's
have to
right.
Listen
we'll get
to,
tax benefits.
We will. I mean, this is quite obviously, you know, something to help people, you know, deal with
maybe the prejudices against people with body modifications,
you know, and that way you
can call day-to-day
it,
life. And
it's kind of like the same Scientology trick, only they're, it's not a cult. It's a religion.
It's a religion.
You know, it's not an earring. It's my faith, which I'm like, woohoo, right on.
Go hard.
Yeah, add to that. And I wonder now, here's an interesting thing. I wonder if you could get a body piercing that would fuck with facial recognition software.
I've heard that it's hard to mess with facial recognition software.
Is it?
Unless you really, like, really go undergo a bone reconstruction surgery on your face.
Or, well, latex.
Because it does like, sizing of your head, right?
It does.
Or latex, yeah.
Latex would work, but also, like, digital, like, the new cam patterns, DigiPad. Okay, that messes with electronics because it's square and blocky and it's hard for it to get resolution on it.
Right.
So I'm thinking that might be interesting if you could get some piece of because technology is getting smaller, what if you could get some kind of a passive jammer that's in an eye ring or something like that?
Yeah, there you go.
Like, that'd be kind of interesting. And Japan has just entered the face race, though, so that's kind of a scary thing. Facial recognition is...
Oh, really?
New...
What are they applying it to?
They're in development now, too, because no one's really got the definitive face race, the
not
facial
quite yet, eh?
Face ID stuff. It's not really there yet. There's some good stuff out there, but nothing...
Good as in bad.
Well, yeah, for facial recognition, but, I mean, once you get it, you can figure out how to jam it. You know,
there's always a way around.
There's always a way around this, and it depends on how far you want to go and how deep you want to get, but it can be done. I mean, this is where it's at. You know, you can get into it. Japan Today is a great website for this kind of stuff.
Yeah, right? I've seen you get a lot of links from here.
Yeah,
so is the cutting edge technology
it's
coming
cutting
out
edge,
there.
And they report a lot of stuff that you don't hear about.
Well, different countries have different
exactly
different things they're comfortable with releasing. Like Britain is like, oh yeah, it's 1984, it's coming, it's right here.
Yeah,
no problems.
The thing that will make this facial recognition software better is that NEC is actually developing it, the Nintendo Entertainment Corporation. So we got some really, really big boys backing this kind of stuff. And, Yeah, it's kind of a little bit,
Even if they're wearing sunglasses.
Yeah. So it's an interesting idea. But, I mean, what sunglasses and what sunglasses?
That's right.
You know, what if you get a visor that goes across your entire forehead and call it sunglasses?
And then you got a little laser pointing out of the
or on
the
random,
arm
on random look, pattern or something like
you
that.
You look up at the camera, it jams it. Remember we did a story about pointing lasers in it.
Yeah, you betcha.
So you get one of the lasers built into the arm piece. You look up at the camera. Oh, it's dead.
Yeah, exactly. You can fry
no facial recognition for you.
Exactly. So that fries that. That's an interesting idea. I like the idea of building a laser into the arm. I wonder if that, how feasible that would be.
Totally feasible.
Maybe be a
tiny little lasers.
With the thing is, though, the dot would be visible. I wonder if it would work with an infrared or an ultraviolet laser. Because
I wonder, so if they don't see it on the camera, but the camera still sees it.
Yeah, but the camera still sees it. So because you're fucking with film, right?
That's exactly.
So that's
right.
That's an interesting idea. In totally unrelated stuff, I saw something cool.
Yeah.
I mean, cool gadgets are cool.
Oh, you can't help yourself, right?
You know, but and we all know that you're not really online unless you're sitting in the dark and being online. And
oh, man.
Those goddamn pesky lamps. So why not just get yourself a glow-in-the-dark keyboard or a keyboard that actually has active lights in it? And this is kind of cool.
For the hardcore.
For the hardcore, you know, blue.
Turn out the lights.
Yeah, turn out the lights, and you're in the dark with a blue keyboard.
Oh,
I mean, I thought
sweet.
That was pretty cool, actually, because there's been times where I'm like, I'm feeling stupid.
You can't see your keyboard.
You can't see your keyboard. You
I guess for non-typers, because I know where all the keys are, even if it's pitch black.
Oh, well, aren't you just...
I am Leet.
You are Leet.
With two threes.
Leet Hacksaw. Leet with two threes, baby. Now, there's some really interesting stuff going on in the way of how illegal art has been happening.
Illegal art?
Yeah.
I didn't know art was illegal.
This end-user license agreement there is awesome,
nice.
Actually. That's a big art thing there. But this is a history of illegal art. This is all art that has been banned.
Oh,
and
really?
And it's a show that shows just that, illegal art. It's very, very twisted stuff. Consumer horror, that Starbucks logo with consumer horror on it.
Nice.
This is all art that's been sued. People have been sued over.
I've seen a lot of this, actually.
Yeah. So it's a show of art that has been considered illegal.
Oh, there's the Negative Land album cover that U2 sued them over, even though U2 is a plane.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Very cool band.
Well,
and they got sued over the album cover because it's the name of their band. Yet, it's the name of a plane that was way out before the U2. Before the band U2.
Oh, I see. So the band's name is actually Negative Land.
Yeah, and they do a parody of I still haven't found what I'm looking for on the album.
Oh.
These guys push the envelope all the time.
Oh, I see.
So you can't find that album. It's gone.
Do a search on eBay.
Oh, yeah, you can get it there. But, I mean, you can't,
well, then
you can't
you
get
the album then, can't you?
Yeah, yeah, it's very hard to find them.
So, I mean,
Dysfunctional Family Circus. That's a pretty brutal web comic.
Yeah, I've seen that one. I imagine they're getting sued for that shit. But, yeah, it's interesting because a lot of, you know, we've got a lot of art people who get involved with this. I mean, there's a lot of very, very cool stuff here. So they have, it's
That's
an
awesome.
Interesting thing to check out. Their users, they're, when you first click on the site, there's an end-user license agreement that you have to read.
Oh, yeah, it did pop up.
Yeah, and that's actually a really interesting end-user license agreement. I believe that's actually part of it. It's actually worded kind of...
yes.
Kind of, kind of listener's license here.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of a joke one.
Yeah, they're like completely...
When this website goes all crazy and destroys your computer, kills your pets, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Yeah, it sleeps with it, then you can't do anything. So it's pretty, pretty funny. Now, I did a rant. I've done a couple of rants. And I think I discussed something like this in one of my previous rants where I was talking about, you know, throwing up some slice wire and gunning everyone who came near us.
Yes.
Yeah, this is the Free State Project, which is a plan in which 20,000 or more liberty-oriented people will move to a single state in the U.S. and secure it as a free society.
Secure it, you say.
Yeah, we will accomplish this by first reforming state law, opting out of federal mandates, and finally negotiating directly with federal government and for appropriate political autonomy.
You've talked about that. You've touched on this before.
Yeah, I've mentioned that once or fucking twice. Okay. Nice idea. You'll never do it politically. You're going to get shot. Next question.
They'll take you over. 20,000?
Yeah.
There's 20,000 police in the States. No problem.
No problem. You'll
military?
All...
Done.
Yeah. Those people are being watched right now. Okay, and that guy's going to have a bad accident because he's allergic to bees, and he's going to get stung, and he's going to drive off a fucking bridge.
He died from bees, yeah.
He died from bees. They shot him four times. You know, like, that's entirely what's going to happen.
You'll have to take it off of U.S. land to even try and get
like,
that going.
Like, in Canada, maybe, you know, Quebec had the referendum.
Take none of it.
You
it's
know,
pretty
oh,
empty.
Oh, yeah, we give away our land all the time. But you think you're going to get that shit happening in down
they,
state?
They like their land.
They'll
no.
shoot you. They'll just shoot you.
No
and,
question.
And you'll die.
Especially in the state it's in right now.
Yeah, no, it's...
they don't want any uprisings at this moment.
Now, to go along with that, the Department of Information Awareness. If that didn't scare the living shit out of you and just kind of make you want to put on some white makeup, now you can put on some white makeup and wrap some tinfoil around your head. The SF Gate put out a... There's been a study done. To one degree or another, all three of the scientists who works on the EMF program are inclined to believe that electromagnetic fields cause some degree of increased risk of childhood leukemia, adult brain cancer, Lou Gehrig's disease, and miscarriage.
Good so, stuff.
Yeah. So essentially,
live under the power wires.
Yeah, your dishwasher is killing you.
Playgrounds under the power wires.
One of the scientists who wrote the report, Nutris Chief Division of Environment Occupational Disease Control for California's Department of Health Services, which ran the study with funding provided by the state's Public Utilities Commission. Which is kind of funny that the state's Public Utilities did a study that showed that their utilities are killing people. But,
so the tinfoil's not so crazy.
Yeah, so go to mindshield.com.
Mindshield.
Yeah, I believe it's Mindshield. They actually sell copper hats and copper sheeting for your windows.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty...
Nothing's getting in my house.
So you're like a vegetarian with no red meat and all sickly.
That's what's coming next, Sean.
You're going to be dead.
I'm insane.
Yeah, you're going to be going absolutely batshit. Of course, that said, I mean, look at me. You know, I mean, really.
Yeah, we're just different, crazy.
So, and, you know, you don't hear much about Egypt these days, but Egypt is, in fact, fucked. Their laws are fucked. Don't ever kid yourself. Egypt is one seriously fucked country. I think that any country that runs its entire world on religious convictions really, really pisses me off in a big, 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 big way.
That link doesn't work so cool.
Oh, no?
No.
Did it die?
Yeah, it died and redirects back to the main page.
Go down. It might be here. Dad's Immortal Poem, Exile's Son.
Okay, we may get it yet.
Oh,
I'm going to have to open it up a new window. It's okay, cool.
But what this is some dude named Sahodi, and I'm probably fucking that name up. But anyway, Sahodi's father, the Reverend Egyptian poet Naguib Sarur, who died in 1978, wrote a satirical poem after Egypt was defeated in the 1967 war against Israel. This was the Six-Day War, the Seven-Day War, something like that?
Never heard of that one.
It was essentially three countries surrounding Israel decided to fuck Israel.
Oh, yeah.
Israel fucked everybody back and took land.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like everybody ganged up on Israel, and Israel kicked everybody's ass.
That'd be quite a war.
And took the Gaza Strip.
And then just for that.
And said, fuck you, we didn't start this, but we're finishing it, give us your fucking land. So personally, I'm just like, whatever, go Israel.
Whoa.
He condemned the Egyptian government and politics using explicit sexual imagery and colloquial street Arabic.
Whoa.
Ooh,
oh.
Watch that colloquial street Arabic. The poem was never published in Egypt, but has been disseminated through their underground cassette tapes of Naguib Sarur's reading. 3 years ago, Sahodi posted the poem on a U.S.-hosted website he managed at the time. The poem is now available on the Index on Censorship site. Sahodi was earlier charged in Egyptian court with possessing immoral booklets and print. That's a charge.
Immoral.
An immoral booklet or print. Egyptian officials presented the case as a pornography violation, but there's no doubt that the case was politically motivated. Sahodi was born in Moscow to a Russian mother and Egyptian father. Wow, that's like totally cyber. Is one of the Russia's online pioneers. A few years ago, he moved to Egypt and worked as a webmaster for an English language newspaper, Al Aharam. Yeah, so did we post a working link for that?
Yep.
So that's kind of fucked up. So don't ever think that Egypt's kind of a cool place. No, they're not. They're right up there with Morocco as far as, you know, modernization goes. And, you know, just to keep with the whole, religious thing, I found a great website that has all the fish you can eat. You know those little fish on the back of cars?
Love them.
Well, these are like all
I peel them off and fry them up.
These are all the different fish you can get. These are all the different weird fish bumper stickers that people have. And
I checked this out before the show. Very nice collection this guy's got.
Yeah, he's got a pretty sweet collection going on. He's got the pagan stuff. He's got the nuke fish, end times.
Or pagan UFO.
They got angels.
Fishing fish.
Yeah, it's just hooked on fishing. They got, it's some entertaining stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I like that one there, Go Fish, where they got the Dow Ala.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
The Circle of Fish.
The Circle of Fish, and it just says Go Fish, which is nice.
Yeah. Lawyer Shark Fish.
The Gothic Fish. I thought that was a good one. I like the Gothic Fish. That was pretty cool. There's so much crap going on this one. This is like, there's just so much good stuff going
big
on.
Big fat Buddha fish.
Big fat Buddha fish, yeah. So, and of course because there is a fish war, so the evolved
like
ones, truth-eating Darwin.
Darwin's like fucking over the original fish.
Yeah, that's...
Make love, not war fish.
So it's an interesting interesting idea. Another way to get back at spam. Here's we have
more spam.
We have to get back at the show here. So. how about fuck you, AOL? Remember I was talking about you can glue it to AOL disk and put it in other people's.
That's right. Yep.
Two U.S. men are planning to send AOL back more than a million promotional CDs, which they say have ruined magazines and created an environmental nightmare. John Lieberman and Jim McKenna have started collecting CDs after getting blitzed by several of them in 1 week.
How did they get a million?
No, they got blitzed by several. They're collecting them. The pair, both IT specialists, have vowed to collect a million of them and return them to the firm with a message. How would you like if somebody was doing this to you? Lieberman and McKenna fear the huge number of CDs being given away are polluting the environment.
Probably.
I think they're just fucking with people. Transporting a million CDs is kind of a big deal.
That's pretty expensive.
Yeah.
We can load them in a truck and drive there. That's probably the cheapest way of getting there.
If I was AOL, I'd say, thanks for the CDs, guys, and repackage them and send them back out again.
Probably what
you've saved us money.
Thanks.
That's probably what I do. And that's just about what I got going on for tonight. Did you have anything else that you wanted to check
out? Yeah, I got a very cool story.
What's the cool story?
USDA actually did something very cool. And now they're going to be labeling organic foods.
Okay.
And they've got three labels. One is 100% organic, and that does not contain any... Let me find it here. And it can't include pesticides or genetically modified ingredients or be irradiated to kill bacteria.
Wow.
Absolutely nothing has been altered with this food if you get the 100%.
Oh, really?
And then you get the 95% one, and then you can get the one that just says contains organic stuff, and then there's some organic in it.
Oh, man.
So all the crazy people out there that doesn't want any stuff in it.
Yeah, all the sim wannabes, you too can be as vegan as you want.
So if you don't want your...
Nice and skinny and goth-like.
So if you don't want your kid to develop breasts at 8 years old, you can get the organic milk. Because they're going to put it on meats as well, and
oh, are they?
And milk. So
that'd be cool.
If there's no cows being pumped with any estrogen.
Okay, well that's
like
cool.
That's
cool. Okay, yeah, I'm into that. So I won't make fun of that. But you know, for all you.
But DDT on your vegetables is okay with Sean.
But DDT on veggies is okay. So going through the RFC tonight, going down from the top, and all you gothy people, if you haven't put goth stuff on your name, you suck.
You suck.
We've got Smokehouse of Pain, Snake for Yourself. We have Pyronic Goth.
Oh, yeah.
Alien Binary, Alpha 736. Angelica Firestorm. That's kind of gothy. APOC, Blade.
Well, she's the one that dresses up and goes to those conventions that I mentioned last week.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really?
Her friends. Yeah. That's her friend's website that we looked at last week.
The one where they...
The
anime thing?
Yeah.
Really? You contacted her?
Oh, she's in the IRC all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
That's twisted.
She's the one who gave me the, link.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Burger Case, Cerulean, Communist in a Can, Copper Top, Creepiers, Cybertech TMC, Cypher, Dancing Monkey, Dark Kurgan.
Dark Kurgan.
Delusion, Dodger 314, Dreary Ski.
Dreary. Those are good ones there.
Driz, Dr. Doom, Death Dark. That's probably my favorite
so far.
That's
a good one.
Disturbed, Enochian, Evil Tweaked, Fester D. Penis, G-Maniacs, Gothic Gorka, Griffin of the Night, Happy Zutra. I mean, come on, guys.
Happy.
It's fun. You know, Goth is fun. Happy Zootroy, JoJo the Dogface Boy, Kami Valiant, Kenneth, Kazi Dark Soul, Kazuma Sucks. Yeah, that's very gothy. It's got a very subtle goth. Kexer, Koronoko Away. Koronoko Away, that's awesome! It's like Orinoko Away, but it's Koronoko Away.
Okay.
MP Ultra Dead.
Ultra Dead.
Nice. Merry Away, Mind Trip, Misconduct, Neuralize, Neurotic Lies, Nixon, Papadoodle. Oh, whoa, somebody jumped in there.
Noisemaker just jumped in.
Oh, did he? Noisemaker, Papadoodle, Prune Squalor, Punk Ass. Punk of Golgotha, Raytor, Reinhardt, Rose in Spirit, Sapphire, Sarah Goblin, Satanic Goth Turtle,
oh yeah,
Shade Death, Sir Dork, Sir Pentagram Pants.
That's good.
That's a good one.
That's a
Scavenger,
good.
Skitty, Sulfonate, Sparky, Spooky Mind Trip, Spudley. Most gothy name there was. Tantrix, Dao Death, Dao Day Death Cheese.
Awesome. Dao
Day
Death Cheese.
I mean, Dao Day Death Cheese. I mean, that's right
that's
up there.
Good.
Technophile, Thoth the Goth, the Scarab.
The
there
Scarab.
You go. Templar Knight, which is a gothy name in itself. Transistor, Trotsky's Ghost, which is actually it's Ghost. I mean, that's
ghosty.
Turmoil Up, Vatarkrig, which is Wiggle Puppy, which is just a great name.
That's so good.
Whopper, Yerky, First of the Fallen, GM Martin, Pyronic Goth. Somme Death, Sipe, and Private Message
one.
Thing.
Don't have to say that one.
What do we got here? Serpentagram Acid, Skeleton Kiss. I want to click on this link just before we... what kind of goth?
Another goth test.
Oh, cool. Okay, I'm going to take
what kind
one.
Of goth?
Oh, okay. What's your following? What's your favorite cover? Black.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course. Hot Pink.
Ooh, they got Gunmetal. Okay. Ooh, that's kind of cool. I have to take that. If you could pick anywhere in the U.S. to live, where would you go? New York City, blah, 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 suburban Miss New Orleans, Los Angeles. A saluted castle in the Rockies. Yeah, right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, London. Mmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like being a big city, blah, 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 blah. No, no, no. I'll live in a castle in the Rockies. That's cool. Which of the following bands would you rather? The BMP Nation, Marilyn Manson, Susie and the Banshees, The Misfits, Sisters of Mercy, Optigma Berserk.
A Optigma Berserk. BNB!
BNB Nation's there. Sisters of Mercy's there, too. It's kind of a cross between the two. That's a hard one. That's a hard one to take.
Between which?
In my gothy modes.
Okay.
I'm going to have to say Sisters.
Well, of course.
You know, because
if you're in the goth mood.
What kind of makeup would you be likely to wear? Anything brightly colored and glittery? Lots of it. No. Something make you look kind of zombie drag queen? That's probably closer. Black eyelid, burgundy eyeshadow, and burgundy lipstick. That's what I wore. Lots of smudgy eyeshadow, a bit of circuit board attached to your face, some black eyelid, maybe some silver lipstick. White face paint, a Hot Topic powdered on, a Hot Topic, black lipstick from Hot Topic, pretty cost extra on a forehead. Maybe a little Susie. No, okay, yeah, no. I'm black eyelid, burgundy eyeshadow, blah, blah, blah. What kind of eyebrows, what are your eyebrows like? Plucked, just to clean up your natural eyebrow. Unkept and natural, unfortunately. What is it? What's the one accessory you can't live without? A cheap spike collar from Hot Topic. A gaudy silver ankle necklace. Some spiked rubber jewelry of UV reactive colors. Ooh, this is some World War II German bomber goggles. That's a good one. Ripped up fishnet pantyhose. Hardly resembling anything anymore. A pair of in-ear... A pair of aviator sunglasses made with a thin... I'll have to say the gaudy silver necklace, because I'm into that big kind of occult jewelry, which is where I think they're going there.
Oh, this one's for you.
Which of the following do you prefer? Anne Rice? Oh, no. Poppy C. Bright? No. Whoever is the other... No. Lord Byron, Edgar Allan Poe, Dr. Seuss, or Francia Le Bloc. I'm going to go with Poe. Which of the following movies do you prefer? Nightmare Before Christmas. Ooh, that's a good one. Oh, God, these are hard.
No, prefer.
Oh.
You can check them all off.
Which one?
Oh, anyone you want.
You can.
They're checkboxes.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Okay, so I like Nightmare Before Christmas, Nosferatu rocked, The Crow rocked, Night of the Living Dead, Bram Stoker's Dracula. Ooh, God, yeah. Blade Runner. Oh, there's so many good ones here.
You can pick them all.
Damn, can you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I didn't see Pig, so I can't see that. No. Dracula 2000 sucked ass. Blade Runner was good. Mad Max Beyond... No, that also sucked. Night of the Living Dead was good, so I'm going to go with those six. Who's your favorite artist? Ooh, here we go. Geiger's pretty good. Whoever designs Cradle of Filth t-shirts. The guy who drew the original Tales from the Crypt comics. Those are pretty
good. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, those... Oh, a cross between Geiger and Tales from the Crypt.
Ooh, it's a tough one.
Actually, my favorite artist would probably have to be a dude... Oh, shit. I like Chris Achilles, and I also like Brom. Brom is fucking dope, but they don't have Brom listed here. So I'm going to go with Geiger.
You make him a suggestion.
Yeah.
Oh, people are selecting Bloodstained Rabbit for their favorite.
Oh. Yeah, one of these days I'm going to have to re-release that stuff. Finally, when the following lines of the song's best describes your life, I found myself alone, 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 alone above a raging sea. Some make light of death and sorrow.
That's Cure, the first one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Some make light of death and sorrow. Life is short and always over in the morning. That's Sisters of Mercy. Life is short and love is always over. That's Sisters of Mercy.
Oh, yeah.
Time to assimilate. Oh. Time to assimilate Skinny Puppy, baby.
Okay.
Yeah. Every day is Halloween, is Ministry, and wow, that's really bad.
That you know these?
Time to discriminate, hit every motherfucker that's in your way. Don't know that one?
No, it's probably Marilyn Manson.
Bing! Got it, yeah, time to, there's no time to discriminate, hate every motherfucker that is in your way. I don't know, there's no time to discriminate or hate every motherfucker that's in your way. Which is the following that best describes your life? There's no time to discriminate and every motherfucker that's in your way.
That's about it. I think most people would agree for that one with you.
Yeah. That alone, 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 alone.
That's
not really,
fine.
You think so? Alone, above a raging sea?
I found myself alone, 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 above a raging sea.
Life is short. time to assimilate. Time to assimilate. I'm kind of into that one. That one's kind of...
That's not bad.
There's no time to discriminate and hate every motherfucker that's in your way. Hmm. I'm going to have to go with the Manson one, even though I know it's going to be Manson, and that really sucks, but there you go.
I like the
power.
Yeah, it's, and I like any kind of really... Okay, I'm waiting for the Danilo. What am I getting here?
You're probably going to get,
I'm a faggot. What kind of goth are you? You're a velvety, mopey goth. I'm a velvety, mopey goth.
Really?
Your wardrobe isn't conducive to heat, water, or natural range of human movement. People may think you're cheesy, but you know it's just because their infantile minds can't fully comprehend the insurmountable anguish of your existence. That's awesome. That's so fucking cool.
That's pretty good.
It's a good way to waste, like, a lot of time. But,
no kidding.
I'm just, I'm just hitting all the IRC links now before we get on.
Was this Hubbard PDF?
Oh, no. I'm not reading PDFs on here. Okay, well, that's about it for tonight. Okay. Nothing to see here. Cows turn themselves inside out all the time. Special shout out tonight to Rose, who couldn't be here but was listening. And if you want to help out Rant Radio and me and all my gothy fat glory, you can get two people hooked on the show. And if you get two people hooked on the show very soon, we of the White Naked will take over the earth. In the RC tonight, we already read it out, so fuck you, you're not getting it again.
Not again.
But you are free to distribute this show in any way you see fit. You can use it in remixes like our man Sabo does in Scotland. You can do whatever you like with it.
Do it.
Please send us, even if you're not that great at mixing, send us music, even if it's really, really bad. If you want to sing a song about Rant Radio, there's nothing better than really, really bad songs being sung by, like, a guy with a MIDI keyboard.
You know what?
Like,
that would be cool. Get a little cheesy keyboard.
Love Rant Radio. Ding, 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 ding. You know, like, cause, I mean, what's that guy? Rock and Roll McDonald's.
What the
fuck's his name? You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Wesley Willis.
Wesley Willis. Like, Wesley Willis
style.
Rant Radio. Like, that'd be the new show intro. Like, we put that shit on the show intro.
Instantly.
So, don't worry about being cool. If you want to just be hokey as fuck and be funny, that's okay, too.
We like that, too.
Yeah.
Have no talent? Do a song.
But before we actually take off tonight, I've got a bit of a thing I want to discuss. And I'm not too sure how to do this.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
This sounds dangerous.
No. It's good. Okay. It's all good. Okay. It's all good. See,
open forum with Sean.
Just before we sign off here. See, the funny thing is,
yeah,
is that the few people who've read that, like, okay, way back in the day, back when I was like goth and all that kind of shit, I didn't actually get turned on to computers until '97, okay, which was when I was 27 years old. That was when I got into computers.
I remember that.
Yeah,
and I got this laptop,
and I'm like, whoa.
I'm looking at this guy. I don't know him.
Yeah,
I'm like. Good laptop, guy.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, right on, you know. And you know, I was just as green as everybody else.
That's right.
The funny thing is prior to that, I was really creative, right, because I was into a lot of Call of Cthulhu role-playing games and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the dream was to be a horror writer. Then I hooked up with Sim. We started doing Rant Radio. I got into the IT trade, la, la, la.
All snowballed from there. Now he's fully computerized.
Well, the funny thing is, though, you know, and now that I'm, you know, my birthday's there. Whenever your birthday shows up, you get a little introspective. It happens.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
I don't.
The rest of the human race, people who have normal human emotions, get introspective on their birthday. I mean, come on, you do.
Live long and prosper.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
I have no emotions.
Yeah, that's totally it. And you talk like a Dalek. No, but seriously, like you do, people get introspective.
The funny thing is that
if I was to make it, you know, I got my computer business, everything's running. If I were to make it in my computer business, and, you know, end of the day, I'm 80 years old, big boat, big cars, all the rest of it.
Yep.
I'd regret not chasing my horror writing.
If you didn't do it.
If I didn't do it.
Of course you would.
Of course I would. But the thing is, I was thinking about this because I thought, well, you know, whatever. And you put it on the shelf. But
that's
it's
why I chase my dreams.
Well, that's true. That's why you still do the music and stuff like that. Well,
yep.
So another reason why we do this.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And the funny side of it is, though, is that, you know, I've got, you know, I was doing Tales of the After Now that was well received. A lot of people, all bullshit and hacking aside, people go, wow, yeah, Sean, I love your stuff. It's really, really cool. Because, yep. I mean, anything cyberpunk has got a great deal of horror in it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the whole thing, you have
just
to...
Just the atmosphere.
You can't listen to Tales of the After. I'm talking about picking up this woman's teeth and keeping it in a purse because I can't remember her fucking name. I mean, that's some bleak shit.
Oh, okay, yeah. Drop that into any horror story.
You know, that's full-on horror, right? That's disturbing
it's
stuff.
It's like gothy horror.
Yeah, that's what I'm into. That's what I do. Yeah. Incidentally, people who wonder what kind of movies Sean thinks is a good horror movie, let me give you some good horror movies. I saw The Ring the other day.
I've heard good reviews.
No, you could see the point in the film where the screenwriter shot himself.
Just gave
you,
up.
Yeah, you know, you could see the point where the movie...
There.
Right there. The movie ended. Yeah. On that fade, the movie should have ended. But then Hollywood added another 20 minutes.
I see.
Yeah.
And it to sell some stuff.
Yeah. I don't know why they did that, but that's what they do. Because the
one of those movies you turn off right there.
Yeah.
And then it's
edit
a good movie.
You edit the movie and it would have been an awesome film. But because they added an extra 20 fucking minutes, I was really pissed off.
Okay, yeah.
So, but back on target, good, scary movies. Good ones. Ones that you're like, you want to get together on Halloween and watch. Okay?
Okay.
Any one of these. The Exorcist, the first one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
The third Exorcist film.
Oh, yeah.
Which Dahmer used to watch before he killed people. A lot of people don't know that.
So, you know, that's a good one.
Yeah, he used to watch that because it made him feel dirty. No shit.
Oh, wow.
Exorcist 1, Exorcist 3. George C. Scott's movie, The Changeling. If you've never seen
that,
oh my God, that is a master film. It's a haunted house movie, but it's not like usually in haunted house movies you have ultra close-ups and guys turning corners. There's a monster there.
Yeah.
This is the kind of horror, like little ball bouncing down a hallway by itself kind of horror, and there's nothing really scary happening in the scene. You know?
It's the wrong thing at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah, it's like
something's wrong with that, right?
Yeah, I study that kind of horror. That's my kind of horror. The Changeling with George C. Scott is an amazing film. Yeah. The Thing, John Carpenter's remake of The Thing.
Beautiful. I love that movie.
Fantastic film.
Love it.
I'm trying to think of another really good horror movie. There is a film, which was a student film done in black and white, called The Addiction, which the professor and I rented. And Christopher Walken showed up halfway through the movie as a vampire. And I'm like, oh, that's so dope! I didn't know he was in it.
Oh, nice.
So
nice little
like,
bonus there.
Yeah, so and it's called The Addiction or Addictions, I think. It's a vampire film. If you find one, it's called that. That was very, very good. And it's all, it's like, what would happen if the guy wrote Pulp Fiction? If Quentin Tarantino was a goth, that's what the film would be.
Oh, nice.
Very, very cool movie. But that's some good stuff in the way of horror films. Okay?
Right.
Also... I'm ashamed to admit it, but the old Christopher Lee, Peter Cushing vampire films are the best.
Oh, yeah.
The Hammer Horror, Dracula, Dracula 1973, Daughter of Dracula, Forbidden Lust of Dracula, Bride of Dracula. Oh, yeah, man. There I am, 12 years old, watching that stuff late at night when my parents are both out, and I'm like, oh, Stanley Clyde, blood-sucking women, this shit rocks!
Nice, nice.
You know, it was dope. But getting back on target here. The funny thing is I'd like to, and I don't know how to do this, and maybe some people could drop me some email, theman@rantradio.com. I'm not too sure how to do this. See, I'd like to kind of pursue my horror writing. You know, people are like, John, we wanted Tales from the Afternoon, and now you're going to tell me that you're going to fucking start doing horror writing?
Need instant gratification,
Sean. You suck cock, Sean. Now, the funny thing is I wrote Bloodstained Rabbit, and the few people out there who've read Bloodstained Rabbit,
seem to love it.
Yeah, they like it.
Yeah.
They like it. And two people floating around on the web right now have a copy of Scabwings Abaddon.
Okay.
And they're under pain of death because I know exactly who they are. I know exactly. And if one of them releases it, they both die. Because I didn't do it. Fuck. You know,
there's a cool way that corporations protect and you can trace who released something.
Oh, you change.
You change like a sentence.
Yeah, and then.
And they don't know which sentence it is, right?
Yeah.
And then if that one gets out, it's like, well, you gave it up. You're the one.
You're the bitch.
You're the bitch.
I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
So, I don't know.
My computer got hacked.
It's so funny because, like, everyone wants Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, Mr. Cyber, swear in your face guy.
Yeah.
They don't want H.P. Lovecraft Sean. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's kind of an impasse. Like, I'd like to promote...
I'm sure they'd like anything you do, right?
They would, but how do you do that transition? It's kind of like I went to a garden party, right? How do I go...
How can Sean be Sean at a garden party?
No. There's a song called I Went to a Garden Party.
Oh, okay.
It's about a dude who sings it. He changed his musical style.
Okay.
And then he got fucked at this party. They booed him.
Ah, okay.
And he got off stage.
Happens to many bands.
Happens
they
to
do
many
what,
bands.
They do what they... Wait, they want to do
take
something different.
Take a lesson from Rolling Stones, baby.
Don't change.
85 right. years old, still haven't changed.
AC/DC,
you know,
all those.
Oh yeah, the video. Okay, you know, come on.
Same thing.
So I'm afraid. Like, but on that same token, though, well, Sean, why should you give a shit? You know, why should you give a shit? You should be doing this for you.
It's your stuff.
However,
you're doing it to please them, or you?
You right? look at Clive Barker. Clive Barker is an amazing horror writer.
Yeah.
Okay. Then he said, no, I want to be a fantasy writer. And he fucked off doing, like, Magica and all these really surrealistic kind of stuff. Now, there's some hardcore Clive Barker fans. And hardcore fans will follow you, no matter what you do.
No matter what you
do,
if you scream into a microphone, love it.
They'll dig that shit.
They'll get three remixes of it.
So I'm thinking what I might do is maybe since, you know, I've got a little bit of web space now, I might try to throw up a site or whatever. But if I'm going to do it, I think I've been trying to think of ways that, because, I mean, writing a book, okay, anybody out there, I bet you, I fucking almost guarantee that almost every single person listening right now has either thought about writing a book or has tried to write a book.
I'm sure everyone has. It's like, I could be a writer.
I could be a writer. And then they'll get to
a few sentences.
They'll get to about page 20 or 25, and then they're like, holy shit, this is really big. You know,
and hard and long and tedious.
And it turns
into rewarding.
It turns into work very, very quickly. And then after you're done writing, it's not over, because you have to enter the very painful and the thing that I hate more than anything else in God's own universe, the editing process.
The rewriting of the book.
Yes, one does not write books, one rewrites books. And it's fucking horrible. So that's kind of...
That's the horror in horror novel.
Yeah, that's what really makes you, you know, claw at your eyes and shit like that. You know, and your pustule. Is it a pustule blister?
So what are you fighting with? Whether, like...
I don't
what
know
do you
how
need
to...
These, what input do you need
I don't know how to
people?
Bust out. I don't know how to bust out. How am I going to go...
How to keep Sean in the book?
No.
How?
I don't really know. How am I going to do both, like, the cyberculture thing, right? The whole rant radio thing, and still do the horror thing? Should I change my name? Should I go and create
what
a...
What name?
Well...
Oh, you mean a...
Like, have a...
A non-Sean name?
Well, yeah, because, you know...
Pen
you,
name.
Yeah, like a pen name or something. You know, I don't really know.
I don't know how that would help.
Yeah, it's kind of odd. It's kind of odd. But, you know, maybe...
You want encouragement from these people to help? Like...
No, I just... what am I asking?
I don't know. I'm trying to get it out
I
of
guess
you.
I'm just talking about it.
Okay.
Honest, I'm just talking about it. See, that's my concern. I'm sure that most of you people are like, yeah, Sean, I can kind of see your point, because you're kind of, you know, doing the radio thing. And you're Sean Kennedy, the fucking
but how
man.
But how much writing does the book, how much time does
well,
it
I can
take
do the
up?
Time. That's no big deal. Okay,
that's not a problem?
No, okay. It's 2,000 words a day. It takes about 2 hours a day to do it.
I remember. Yeah, you were doing that before.
Yeah, I was doing 2 grand a day, and that's when I finished my second book.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to take that as a sign from God that I'm supposed to actually be doing horror writing, because that's just that's some seriously creepy shit.
Yeah, little girls on weird music.
Yeah. Doing stuff in the backgrounds there. So I guess I don't know if I started doing horror writing and stuff like that. I guess I'm asking who'd stick around. You know, like
in terms of what?
I don't know. If
you dedicated 100%, like dropped everything.
No, of course not. I'm not gonna do that. But I mean,
stick around for what? To read it.
Yeah, I wonder how many people would be interested in that shit.
I'm sure they'd all read it.
You think so?
They might drop off at certain points if they're not into it, but they'd start reading it. I'm sure everyone in this IRC would start reading it.
Yeah, probably. So I think if I was going to do that, though, I don't think I should do that on the Rant Radio site. Because that, like, I mean, this is like 4 years of my life.
Mm-hmm.
It deserves its own goddamn website. Thank you very much.
Yeah, there you go.
I think so. So I might want to...
SKTFMbook.com.
SKTFMbooks.com. Just what I need. Another website for me to administer.
That's right.
That's exactly
it's not enough. We don't have enough.
Do we? That's what I guess. Do we have any hardcore horror fans in the IRC?
That's what
IRC?
You're asking.
I'm looking for some hardcore...
Do you want them to PM you? Or email you?
Email me. The man I ran right
into. What do you think of it?
If you're like a hardcore fucking dark... Like, okay, now when I say a horror fan, I'm talking the full on. I'm not talking this cheesy bullshit horror. You know what I'm talking about? I'm not talking about Stephen King fucking Cujo horror. Okay, I'm talking
the
about.
Dog's still outside my
I'm
car.
I'm talking about, you know, 30 books. Every book is related to another book. You know, kind of H.P. Lovecraft, ancient mythos, making props that actually work, kind of quasi Aleister Crowley, could fuck with your brain if you're home alone too much reading the books for too long kind of horror. I'm talking like In the Mouth of Madness kind of horror. That's the kind of shit I'm talking about. Another great movie, by the way. That one actually is not a great horror movie. You didn't like it?
No, it was. Good aspects.
Another good movie is From Beyond. That's an H.P. Lovecraft film.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Lovecraftian movies. From Beyond, Dagon, which just came out as a film.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
Haven't heard of them, but...
Dagon. In the Mouth of Madness, which is an H.P. Lovecraft, but very, very Lovecraftian. From Beyond, Reanimator, Bride of Reanimator, or Reanimator 2, I think it was called. And then there's The Unnameable was made into a movie. Apparently Terrible Old Man was made into a movie, too.
But that was...
That was locally done.
Yeah. Is that possible to see anywhere? Where do you get your hands on that?
Actually, the first bit of it was up on the web.
Really?
And you could download and watch the first 10 minutes or so of it.
Oh, crap.
So it might still be there. Just look for it. Okay. Terrible old man like
cool to get a,
put in Vancouver.
Cool to get a rip of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I guess that's about it for tonight's show. If you wanted to, like, a lot of people are like, wow, Sean, that's really weird. No, like, we don't script this stuff, okay? I'm just being honest and talking about what's on my mind because, you know, it's the end of the show. But anyway, you guys take care. And remember, where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to, you're never there. And where you are, no, it ain't no good unless you can drink blood from the jaws of a baby's head.
So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us. Well, you were looking for a place to fit in, for a better life, for the same as you get.